Phil Dale, I'm the manager for the Melbourne Aces. Yeah, we're in second place, which is after our 0-5 start, you know, to say we're here, there's been a real tough effort to get here, so it's been great for us. Playing a lot of home games has helped us. We really like our ballpark here. We play well here, so that's helped us. And just as a team, we're starting to figure things out. You know, guys in their better playing positions and their better orders in the lineup, who's hot, who's not. And that changes from year to year. I mean, guys have good years and bad years, but we've suddenly figured out where best to put everything together.
And Yoshi Kanai.
He's a superstar. He's a superstar in Japan, and just to have a guy like that, it's sad for any players in this game who didn't get to come out here. You're not going to get a Kamei out here every year, and it's tough to see those guys. He is a superstar in Japan, and like I said, if every young kid should have been out here to watch him play, because like, it's hard to see those. I haven't seen a hitter like that since Dave Nielsen.
And what effect has that had on, say, players like Grant Carlson? He seems to have really improved in his batting.
Oh, no doubt. You know, you learn a lot by watching other teammates around. It's not just the coaches, but you see what they're doing, you listen to them talk. He brought a lot of confidence to our club. No doubt, you know, when he came here, he had that quiet sense of arrogance about him, not in a bad way, but in a great way. And I think it rubbed off on a few of our players.
And what is it about him? Is it his hitting? Is it running? Is it his training?
He's an athlete. He's an all-round athlete. He is a superstar. He gets paid a lot of money, 1.5 a year. So you don't get that sort of money unless you can do something very good. He can run. He's learning to play. He's just learning to play third base, and he plays it very well. But his bat's his big thing, no doubt. He can hit the ball. He has power. He can hit for average.
Is it that he works the count and finds his pitch, or is it just that he hits with power?
He's a high average in Japan 2 years ago. He hit 25 home runs and 290. And if he was available for the major leagues, there'd be big league clubs after him, and he'd probably step straight into the major league level.
Oh, yeah. Okay, and what about the local boys? You said that Beresford's coming back, and Peter Moylan?
Yeah, we're hoping, definitely James Beresford's coming back, and probably after the next Brisbane series, he'll definitely come back.
Yeah.
And hopefully Peter Moylan, depending how his arm's feeling, he's slowly, if he can get back into shape, hopefully he can spoil the fans and come out here and throw a couple innings.
And what about Perth in January? How are they shaping up? I mean, they're playing okay.
Who's that?
Are you playing Perth in January?
Yeah, no, that's always a battle, Perth and Melbourne. You know, they're a good ball club. We're a good ball club, and we're looking forward to them. We look forward to getting any team into this park, and it's a bit of a shock for them, and they have to get used to it. So we like to bring them in here first, and hopefully go back over there, and they're tough over there.
And the starting pitcher today, sorry, I've forgotten his name.
Jeff Jemnick. Yeah, he's he did a great job for us. He has three pitches. He throws change-up, curveball, fastball, and saw him early in the season in club ball, and was impressed by the way he goes about his business. He prepares himself well, and he's going to help us out. We just have to balance his commitments with club ball, obviously.
And have you got anything else to say about the team and how it's going at the moment?
No, it's cruising along. Yeah. Hey, Chubbs.
What about the...
it's cruising along. They're great guys. Yeah, they're a mature ball club. I don't, I sit back and enjoy the game just like you do sometimes and watch what goes on out there.
And what about the league and the crowd so far?
Ah, it's good. I'm enjoying it. This ballpark's great. They're right on top of you. Yeah, sometimes you have 1,000 and it feels like 2 or 3.
Yeah.
They're real loud, and both the off-field, the entertainment's getting better all the time, and they're really getting good. They're new to baseball too, the people are running the show here, a lot of them, and they're getting better at it and putting on a real good show. I like it out here. I enjoy coming to this ballpark every day. I drive in the car and I get in here and I'm like, wow, this is fun. I never thought I'd see it in Australia, to tell you the truth. Different to some of these footy fields, like back in the Reds days, it was close to my home, but it was a football field, and it was like, you can't turn a football field into a baseball field. I don't care what you say, whereas this is a baseball field.
Yeah. Now, I'm agreeing. I love it here.
There's no better stadium in Australia. I'll be honest with you. I mean, the rest are like little college fields for me, but this is a minor, if you want to see minor league baseball, it's like you're going to Double A. Yeah.